Rebecca in the Morning.
Talk Radio News. Always a pleasure, too, to be joined by former Congressman Bob Ney. He gets the skinny on everything. And, Bob, I'll tell you, you like how I said, Jeff, you get the skinny on everything. That's a good introduction.
Thank you. I try.
You have some friends on the Hill, for sure.
So, I still do, yeah.
Speaking of friends on the Hill, boy, I'll tell you what. Congressman Paul Ryan has to feel like he's looking for a few friends because the Senate rejected the budget. What happened there?
Well, not only rejected it, they rejected it, and the news hasn't really reported this too much, with 5 Republican votes. So it wasn't a, down the line party line vote. There were 5 Republicans, which is significant. If I was Paul Ryan right now, I would be very, very upset because it can't be, quote, a Harry Reid Democratic move. So I think it's back to the drawing board. And on the heels of the New York 26th, and nothing against Kathy Hochul, who's going to be the congresswoman, but this was also a Medicare test. And they tried to demonize Nancy Pelosi on it. It didn't work. But Medicare came in, and that did work into the favor of the Democratic side.
Yeah, the New York 26 deal and with Ryan and of course the Clinton, President Clinton going back to that, and then Clinton was quoted later in the day and, there was a little bit of a scuffle there. And as you said it, the House Budget Committee Chairman, what was it? Demagoguery. That's the first time I've heard that in a long time. So that's what that was about. Yeah. Moving from New York 26 and Medicare and what a role that played in the Republican defeat in the special election in New York, by the way, Ryan talking about that. Julian Assange, you were on a call today with the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and some other people from Talk Radio News. And one of the things he came out swinging and saying is that what happened to Bradley Manning shouldn't have happened, and that whistleblowers should be hailed as heroes, and the U.S. is trying to stomp out, the White House is trying to stomp on the heads of people who do whistleblowing. What do you think about that comment?
Well, he took it to the point where he said the Obama administration's interpretation of the Espionage Act will criminalize all investigative journalism. I'm not sure it will do that. I don't think the White House is intending to criminalize journalists. But I think the point he is making is that Manning's detainment has resulted in more people stepping forward to provide material for the site. And so he's saying, well, look, if he's convicted for whistleblowing, this could produce a chill effect across all forms of investigative journalism for fear of being prosecuted under an espionage act. So he really made some very telling issues out there that really need some thought put to them.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bob Ney, Talk Radio News, thanks for popping on with us. We look forward to talking to you in the future. Thanks. All right, so we move from politics, which was about the rejection you heard there of Congressman Paul Ryan's proposed budget. And as Bob emphasized, one of the things that hasn't heavily been reported, that there were Republicans who jumped off the ship. Knowing that this was going to be tough to get through, I think Ryan realized in the Senate he was going to have a struggle with it. So the tug of war over the budget continues. What else is new? With the debt ceiling bumping our heads right against that proverbial glass where we need to raise the ceiling, little Timmy Geithner, the Secretary of the Treasury, suddenly has shrunk. He's even smaller because he's screaming at the top of his lungs, we got 10 weeks left. And he's on a countdown, 10 weeks, 9 weeks. Remember, it's July, beginning of August, where actually the U.S. will catapult right into that. And then, of course, we default on our debt. So that's going to be a lot of the conversation. It already is a lot of the conversation. Isn't it always money, money, money? Let's head to a courtroom. This is very big, folks, where in Salt Lake City, people were beaming on the streets, from what I understand. Why you think that is? Because a U.S. district judge Dale Kimball actually swung a big fat gavel and issued a tough sentence that I think was right on the money. Got to give the jury credit, of course. The jury found Brian David Mitchell, the homeless street preacher who abducted, raped, and kept 14-year-old Elizabeth Smart captive for 9 months, sentenced to life in prison. Life in prison. Elizabeth Smart, now 23 years old, happily talked to a bunch of reporters outside of the courthouse, said she was thrilled with the sentence, the maximum under law, and she said, look, I said during court, I'll say it again, I absolutely 100% believe that Brian David Mitchell knew exactly what he was doing when he kidnapped me and everything that happened as a result. Today is the ending of a very long chapter and the beginning of a very beautiful chapter for me. So thrilled to death that this guy is gone for life. That is justice. Remember, Elizabeth Smart testified for 3 days, tough days, during Mitchell's trial. It was a 4-week trial. So I say bravo. On the other hand, we go to Tucson, Arizona, and my hair's almost on fire when I think about this. A different judge, U.S. District Judge Larry Burns, ruled that Jared Lee Loughner, the 22-year-old who slaughtered innocent people, who came out to see Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords speak and almost killed her. He says that he is gravely mentally ill. He is incapable of understanding the proceedings against him and assisting in his own defense. He's been ruled incompetent for trial. So the shooting rampage suspect, Loughner, was dragged from a courtroom on Wednesday before they found him mentally incompetent to stand trial. Remember, he slaughtered 6 people and wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, and I'm not buying it. I hate this defense. The judge cited the conclusions of 2 experts, a forensic psychiatrist and a clinical psychiatrist, that he suffers from schizophrenia and delusions. So he goes back into a federal prison hospital in Springfield, Missouri, where he has been for the past 5 weeks or so for all the psych evaluations. And he's going to be in custody. He's going to get treatment there for the next 4 months. They've got a hearing in September to determine whether his condition has improved enough for the proceedings against him to resume. And Loughner played it up. He was rocking back and forth in his chair, from what I understand. He disrupted the courtroom. He was screaming things out. Thanks for the freak show. Thanks for the free jail. And screaming, she died in front of me. All kinds of nonsense. Now, the sad part of this is, you know, there were people, victims, families in the courtroom, openly weeping. And Loughner's mother crying at his outburst. So much so, the father, Loughner's father, had to kind of embrace her as they left the courthouse together. But this is just a sad, sad deal. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to introduce you to an interesting CEO who's made it big with a different kind of advertising. Keep it here on America Tonight.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Welcome back to America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies in between. Well, we have a fun segment here that we call It's Your Business. We do it maybe once every couple of weeks. We have Blair Grand joining us. He's in our virtual green room putting down that expensive latte, I'm sure, right now. He's the president and CEO. We spare no expense. He is the president and CEO of Speed Pro Imaging. And I guarantee when I say Speed Pro Imaging, a lot of different thoughts are rolling through your mind. I will give a prize to anybody who can call right now. Who can call right now at 800-259-5791 and tell me without Googling what Speed Pro Imaging is. I'm not kidding you. I'm going to dip into the Sports Princess Library. Hey, Blair, thanks for joining us on ATM. We appreciate your time.
Not a problem at all.
Okay, Speed Pro Imaging, we'll cut to the chase, it's a really very cool and clever way to advertise without completely shattering the bank, because a lot of people can't afford $500,000 for an advertising campaign where you get like 10 spots on the radio and maybe a TV commercial. So you can tell the story better than me. Give us like the thumbnail of what Speed Pro does.
Well, Kate, you know, we're large format imaging specialists, and what we do is we provide a wide range of full-color imaging products, wrapping vehicles, cars, Hummers, buses, and trucks, right through to wrapping full buildings, glass towers, storefronts, with stunning, powerful graphics that are all in 1440 DPI, which is just, needless to say, that's a very, very high-resolution photographic quality. And really what it does is it gives a business owner the ability to communicate to their potential clients using their fleet of vehicles, or they're building their business, or in-store point-of-sales type merchandising products in a real impactful and powerful, colorful way, and with full-color photographic imagery. And so we continue to offer that in all markets, and we're in just about every market in the country now.
Oh, what's the? You got me thinking when you're talking about buildings and stuff. This is a big question. What is the coolest thing that you've ever wrapped that you got the request for and you executed it and you couldn't believe the way it looked?
You know, there's a lot of them. I mean, we've done large maps that have been labeled top secret for the U.S. Military. Actual maps that they've walked around on and plotted battle strategy, and that was a pretty cool project. But we also have wrapped different buildings, and one of the ones in particular that was pretty cool was a glass tower. We put a hockey player 14 stories high on it, and just that kind of presentation, it's what we call made-you-look graphics, and you just can't drive or walk around in a city without seeing that kind of presentation. We've wrapped bus shelters and done stair kick graphics in stadiums and all kinds of cool things. It really is limitless.
How did you get into this? What was your background? How did you start Speed Pro?
Well, you know, I was in the sign industry, in the graphics industry, as a kid, learned from my grandfather and entered the industry as one of the artistic people involved, and I really grew to love the business. And after college, started my own sign and graphics business, and then about 20 years ago, we started franchising the sign business, and then developed the Speed Pro imaging model about 8 years ago, and launched it in Plano, Texas, in Dallas, the Philly area there.
Yeah, we know where that is. Our satellite facility is there. We're familiar with it. So, in talking about the franchising, did you just realize, well, this is a way to marry something that has exploded and give other people the business opportunity? And geez, we could really grow this. Like you said, you're everywhere now. So is that what all, and besides the fact that, I mean, franchising, it can be such a successful way to go and really grow your own company, but was that some of the stuff that played into it, knowing that if the right people got these franchises, it would take off even bigger?
It's true. We have a profile ownership, but all of our owners are corporate refugees. They're all former executives, and they want to control their own future. All very skilled individuals and very professional, and they're all business drivers. So they like our model because it's scalable to really limitless levels. They can continue to add capacity to the business and really build a big business. And so they enjoy that. And really, there's been the perfect storm for us from a growth perspective with the economy softening. We saw a very large influx of executive level folks saying, hey, now is maybe the time to get out of corporate America. Maybe they were being moved along by the company and displaced, and they found a home with Speed Pro, and we continue to add them at a very a rapid pace and train folks and get them into the business. We aren't looking for creative or artistic people to run these franchises. All of our owners are they're just executive management level people, and we hire the talent and have very powerful training services and support. But you asked a question earlier, Kate, about, you know, how's it grown quickly and really how we got into this. Something that's dovetailed with this stuff, with the recession and the way things have gone is ad agencies and corporate marketing departments have look for other ways to advertise their products rather than TV and radio, which have been so expensive. They slash their budgets in those areas and look for much more direct means, which are on the street type graphics, guerrilla marketing type tools that we offer. And to add to that, there's the technological changes that have occurred within TV with TiVo and with HD radio, and the behavioral societal changes that have happened where people just don't want to watch or listen to advertising anymore. So they want to see it. And we put it in their face and on the vehicles and on we wrap ATM machines. It just goes on and on.
Yeah. Did you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that it would? I mean, you had a good thing going and you liked what you did. You had the passion. I always think it's about the passion. But certainly you had that. You went to school, stayed in it, wanted to come back, and you did it. But did you ever think that it would become this big?
Well, you know, it definitely has evolved into a much larger, on a much larger scale than what I had imagined. And we have grown much more quickly. In fact, we've had to really control our growth. And because I've been involved in franchising for about 20 years, and I have another concept as well, I knew the ins and outs of support and making sure that the growth of franchises along the way is sustainable. So we don't have any financial failures. Our franchises are all successful and growing, and it's a proven model that just really works.
Do you have, you know, you talked about, and I was going to ask you that question, makes sense, that the people who get the franchises, are they're those executive refugees, people who know how to run a business, so they're not having to say, well, geez, I know nothing about coming up with graphics, so please don't ask me to come up with a graphic. What do you, as far as the graphics and the creative side, where do you sub that out? Do you have your own people? How do you do that?
We work directly with the high-end design community, ad agency groups, marketing firms, and so a lot of that conceptual design is already in place, and we act as an extension of the high-end design community, I've got a crackerjack team of support guys, some from our technology vendors on our support team, and much much brighter than I with regards to technology and graphics and that sort of thing. So that's been a big part of it as well.
Yeah, it has to be fun. I'd like to hear some of the brainstorming sessions when the businesses are pitched. And especially like you talked about, what a great idea. So you have the hockey player. It's like, how do you miss that where they're wrapped around the building? And I think that would be pretty fun. I'd love to be a fly on the wall where you're tossing the brain, you know, in the brainstorming session. Like I said, in these individual groups, I bet some of those meetings are a real kick.
Well, they are. Something that comes to mind was a session we had with a car dealership a few years back, and we on about 100 feet of plate glass window, maybe about 80 feet, we put a larger-than-life beautiful woman laying in a red dress on a black Corvette. And it was just such a stunning presentation. You just could not drive down that street or walk anywhere near the building without turning your head and looking at it. So it's all about gotcha graphics, you know, making people look.
Yeah, making people look. Making people look. I love that line. Blair Grand, President and CEO of Speed Pro Imaging, continued success, and thanks for coming on ATN.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So how are you doing on those New Year's resolutions? We're almost at the six-month point. I was thinking about this the other day. And every year I make resolutions, and I have to say, usually they kind of fall by the wayside. But this year I'm doing a lot better. One of the things that I focused on was health and taking charge of my own health. Having Dr. William Hablitzel on, I think, is going to be a real treat. He's in our virtual green room right now. He's the author of Dying. Was the best thing that ever happened to me, and also a brand new book called, I love this title, It Was Only a Moment Ago. And one of the things we're going to talk to Dr. Hablitzel about is medicine and the real difference between curing the disease and actually healing people. Now, remember what I said here, and keep thinking about that throughout this conversation. Doc, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure.
Let's talk about it right out of the gate, what I just said. What's the difference between curing and healing?
Curing is what we usually think of when we go see a doctor, or when doctors learn their trade and spend time in medical school and residency. A patient may go see a doctor, may stand in my office with back pain. And we can give medication, maybe some physical therapy, and relieve that back pain. In other words, we've cured that back pain. But maybe the back pain was from the stress at work, the loss of a loved one, or some other issue that was underlying, that sort of caused the body to produce a symptom, where it's very easy to treat back pain with writing
right.
a prescription.
Sure.
It can take considerably longer to try to get to the underlying problem and actually heal.
Yeah. How big, it's interesting what you just said there. It made me click in. It's kind of like one of those aha moments. Is it the stress? Is it kind of toxic people, negative people around you that can exacerbate a problem? Like you have a little back tweak and that, suddenly it becomes worse?
That can indeed. Albert Einstein said that everything is energy. And I think that's true. And illness is energy, as is healing. And the difference is how fast that energy vibrates, the frequency. You mentioned a couple things that are related to sort of a negative, hurt kind of energy, and that's negative people, negativity. Some people, you know, we all know people that walk in the room and we just don't feel good. The complainer at work, the gossip next door, the blamer in our own family, they can just suck the life right out of us.
Yeah.
Or I encounter every week, sometimes a couple times a day, people in my office and saying, "Doc, I can't sleep." And medical school taught me to ask about things like medications, the temperature of the room. And my teachers, my patients, taught me to ask other questions, and more important, to listen to the answers. So now I ask, what do you do before you go to bed? And invariably I hear, I watch the late news. So you see images of war. Horrible motor vehicle accidents. You see tornadoes just ravaging the countryside. We're going to have economic depression. And if all of that doesn't get us, bird flu is going to wipe us out next week. And then you go to bed. Gee, I wonder if there might be a story here.
Yeah.
See, you know, we invite energy into our lives. And what we watch and what we listen to, affects that, and that energy sort of soaks into us. And our nervous system and our bodies run on energy too, electrical energy. And every organ in our body is wired to our nervous system. And when the nervous system may not be functioning at peak efficiency, neither does the rest of the body. There are studies that have shown that people that, particularly young people and adolescents that watch violent movies and video games, that is associated with aggressive behavior. Well, how can that be? That's an energy that they bring into their life. And so all of these things, the negativity, what we watch, what we listen to, how fast that treadmill turns and we don't notice the things around us, all of that has an effect on how we feel. The good news is that not only if energy can make you ill, the good news is it can also make you better. It can heal us. And just by trying to find, you know, higher frequency, faster energy, and you know it when you encounter it, because it makes you feel good. People can be negative, but we all know people that we feel great when they're near us. We walk in the room and we smile.
Yes. Yeah, I so agree with that, Doc. I've seen it. I've seen people lift up a room, a very negative room. I absolutely agree with you. So I think there is a connection, definitely, and you're a doctor saying this, there is a connection to health and the people that are around you. That's why that term started to come up, toxic people. What are some of the things that people can do? I'm sure you talk about this in your book, but what are – let's give me five things that people listening right now, the truck driver barreling down the road, my friends, all the people that listen to us in the great state of Kentucky, some of them in a plant, they're all friends, they love what they do. You can hear it in their voices when they call up to talk to us on the air. There are other people listening to us that are lawyers, that are working deep into the night, and professors and whatnot. What are five things that they can do to make their lives a little easier?
One of the first things you can do is to spend some time every day in quiet, where you're alone and things are quiet. Maybe, and that's the way I like to start my day, whether we call it meditation, contemplation, prayer, or just being alone with our thoughts, that sort of sets the stage for the day to come. And that's also the place where we tend to hear that little voice inside that speaks to us most clearly. And that is a powerful way to start feeling better. Another way is learning to be in a feeling of gratitude. I tell people to carry an index card with them and to write at least every day, write down something that you're grateful for that day. It doesn't have to be much. It can be someone preparing your lunch for you.
Mm.
And when you start getting in that habit of looking for things that you're grateful for, you start discovering that they're everywhere. You start finding them more, and then you realize how much abundance there really is in your life. In a similar fashion, I like to advise people to take a moment at least once a day and really notice something of beauty. Whether it's walking to the car in the morning and seeing the sunrise, the garden next door, or that butterfly, or maybe taking note of that painting that hangs on the wall at the office that you walk by every day without noticing it.
Mm-hmm.
When you start noticing and appreciating the beauty around us, you start seeing it everywhere.
Yeah, that's great advice.
One, perhaps the most powerful thing is every day try to find some way to give of yourself. It doesn't take a lot of money. It doesn't take a lot of time. But the act of giving not only benefits the people that you give to, but it has its greatest effect on those that give. Even holding the door open for people, smiling, answering the telephone in a pleasant voice, going out of your way for a customer. You really want to see a face light up, give a generous tip at a restaurant, or maybe pay for the person's coffee standing in line next to you at the deli in the morning. And then just step back and watch the magic on their face. But I challenge you that you'll probably feel more magic because it has that effect on you. We can, particularly now with all of the storms we've had, all the newspapers are filled with pictures of volunteers rallying around to help. Even looking at pictures of people giving makes us feel good. It's a very powerful way that we can start changing our day instantly.
Yeah, I so agree with you. Doc, we only have like a minute left, but quickly, what inspired you, all the things that we're talking about, to write the second book? It was only a moment ago.
The best teachers I've encountered have been my patients. And there's an ancient Buddhist proverb that says, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Well, they're around us all the time. And it was an effort to maybe share the wisdom that you can find in other people's lives. You don't have to die. You don't have to have cancer. You don't have to have a meteor fall on you in order to learn the wonderful lessons we can learn in those experiences. We can learn from those who have been there.
Yes, wonderfully put. Dr. Hablitzel, it was just terrific talking to you here on America Tonight. And I urge people to get into the swing of it, as he gave you some great, great tips, the quiet, the gratitude, all that stuff, really noticing beauty, give of yourself every day. Good stuff, Doc. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need My Pillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, My Pillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. My Pillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. My Pillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. My Pillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now, and my doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Sober people, I don't know what it's about. Go down the curb, that don't think I'm out. But sober people, I don't know what it's about. But people get tired and get in pain. And gazing to the view, I'm the soldier man. You know the good, you know the good, but you know the good, you know the good, but ain't nothing going on.
The Texas insurance.
Wow, with the weather and the way it's been in the Midwest especially, we saw what happened in Texas, in Kansas, sadly in Missouri. But just in general, this time of year where you'll get hail. And what does the hail ultimately do to your roof? What happens when your roof gets torn up, too? The shingles go flying with the high winds. There's tricky things that happen to people, and I know that I could fall victim to this since I know nothing about, I have a roof that's like 3 years old. I know nothing about replacing a roof or looking at sections of the roof. And I know so many of you listening across America can completely relate to that. Joining us on the air as we drag him out of our movie room. We had him waiting in the movie room. We're dragging Tommy Thief in from LifetimeRoofingOfAmerica.com. I'm just teasing you, Tommy, because I'm a huge movie buff. So we put people in two virtual rooms here. You're either in the latte cafe or in the movie house. And I pictured you as a movie house kind of guy. Was I right?
Well, I was actually watching the Mavericks in the Oklahoma City Thunder. We got to pull for the Mavericks here, you know.
I agree. Go Blue. Go Mavericks. Go Captain Dirk.
There you go.
Yeah. Absolutely. Tommy, what's the deal when, we'll get into some tips, but, I mean, this is your business. You know this. Why is it so tricky to get a roof where people get sucked into these scams. I've heard that from other people. I mean, there's all kinds of scams related to the roofing business. What gives there? Is it because people are easy prey?
Well, what happens is when you have such a large storm that typically passes through your community, a lot of the homeowners have never actually experienced a type of construction that it takes to remove and replace the actual roof. They've never gone through that process, whether it be with the insurance company, whether they're dealing with an actual, roofing contractor. Most of the time, you know, you're doing small repairs like, you know, painting, things like that. But when you have a major repair such as a roof, you have a lot of companies actually have startup companies when you have a large storm, or companies that come in from out of town, and they usually are here except for what we call a smash and grab type of thing. They come in and they actually set up shop for a brief period of time. They go out, they actually, you know, talking to the homeowners, letting them know that they've been around for a long time. It's more or less a scam to be able to go in and get the homeowners to bite on that, what we consider in the roofing industry. And it's unfortunate because a lot of elderly people are taking advantage because they have to trust this person that's going out and actually looking at the roof. The homeowners don't know what type of damage is up on the roof. All they see is a storm has passed through. They see perhaps leaves down. They see damage to their windows, screens, things like that. They don't have a clue what's going on the roof. And in certain situations, when these contractors come in, they're actually asking for money up front to do the job and things like that, and all of a sudden they're gone. You know, they take the money and they run. Some of them actually do the job, but they put inferior quality products on. They do a bad job because, again, they're not a company that's been around for a while. They put them on with staples. They don't nail into the nail lines of the shingles per manufacturer specification. So there's a lot of things that goes on when you're actually doing a roofing job to make sure it's done correctly. And these companies come in like that, and they just do it very fast, try to get the money as fast as they can, and then get out of town. And a lot of people are sucked into that.
Would you say, what are some of the things you would tell people to do? Off the top of my head, I'm thinking one thing you want to do is probably get something in writing and probably never pay it all up front. Is that right? Is that what you should do to protect yourself?
Yeah, first of all, you want to make sure that as you're getting an estimate, never sign something the first time out. You know, check on the company. If you have the opportunity, maybe even go by, look at the office, look at the facility, check with the BBB, or if there's a contractors association. For example, here in North Texas, we have the North Texas Roofing Contractors Association that reputable roofing contractors are associated with. You know, number one, you're following the rules of OSHA. You're staying in touch with all the guidelines of what the manufacturer specifications putting on the shingles. And it's a company that actually is up on the actual shingling and the business side of it as well. And those are things that homeowners can do. They can actually check with their insurance company, you know, check with their adjuster and say, hey, who would you recommend? Do you have companies that have been in business that your company has worked with over time? Referrals from other homeowners that you know or friends. But just having people that come and knock on your door and promising to pay deductibles and things like that, those are things that you just want to stay clear of. And people ask them for money up front. We as a company, we don't ask for a penny up front. We do the job. We come in. We make sure we pay for labor and material. We do the job until you're 100% satisfied. At that point, we get paid. We just don't ask for money up front. And that's a good sign of a contractor that's been in the business for a long time.
Yeah. I would imagine, and you and I talked off the air because, of course, in Texas, there was massive hail damage and I'm sure to many roofs. When the hail comes, do you know automatically that your phone's just going to be ringing off the hook?
Typically so. We've been in business 20 years here, and we've got an outstanding reputation in the industry. And plus, being on preferred vendors list for three major insurance companies, preferred vendors list, they call us a lot. And again, people that we have done roofing for in the past 20 years, they always call us, tell people. I had a lady today, we did her roof back in 2003. She called, she said, you guys did such a great job back then. I want to call. I told all my neighbors about you guys to give you a call. So that's how we typically get a lot of our business is word of mouth, doing a reputable job and being around. That's one of the things that you look for. Advertising, Yellow Pages, you never know who you're actually getting out of the Yellow Pages. If a company's just a startup company and they paid for an advertising or whatnot, but you always want to make sure that the business has been in the business, because So what happens in the industry is that they'll give you a warranty, whether it be a 2-year, 5-year, or whatever the warranty will be on the labor. If a company's been in business 6 months, how can they give you a 5-year warranty and you trust that warranty's going to be there? You just really can't. A lot of the companies come in business and they're, especially during a storm, they promise a 5- or 10-year warranty on the labor and they're out in business in 6 months. And the homeowner's left trying to find a reputable contractor in 6 months or a year down the road. If they have a problem, they have to call companies like ours to come out and take care of them.
Yeah. I've always been curious about this, having lived in a lot of different places where there's all kinds of different roofs. And I'm wondering, and I think this would also be useful for people listening to us, Tommy, what do you recommend in a roof? When someone's going to get a roof, I know cosmetically people want certain things, but is there something to completely just avoid?
Well, the main thing is just avoid just shady contractors, because the manufacturers all do a good job on their products. You know, all the manufacturers out there, GAF, Elk, which is a combined company, you got Atlas, Certainty, Tamco, all your Owens and Corning, a lot of your major manufacturers all provide quality products. It's a matter of how that product is installed, whether or not it's installed per manufacturer specifications. And again, I would say do your homework, check out the contractor, make sure that they've been in business for a while, check out references, check his insurance, make sure he's got liability insurance so that the homeowners is not covering something if there's a problem on the home and for some reason something gets damaged or somebody falls off the roof. Make sure that that contractor has liability insurance. And if you get a binder from them, call that insurance company. Make sure it is verified. We have a lot of unscrupulous roofing contractors that give homeowners a certificate and it's not even valid. Mm. So things like that is very important for a homeowner to do diligence to make sure they do a good job and checking that contractor out before they sign a contract. And they do have 3 days to get out of a contract for some reason. If they find something wrong and they want to get out legally, they have 3 days to get out of it.
Who's most vulnerable to this? I would think older people in some of the older neighborhoods. Do you see that? Do you think that those are mostly the people that would get ripped off if they don't listen to what you're saying about checking out the contractor and doing all that? Are they the most vulnerable?
Absolutely, because again, you know, a lot of homeowners that are elderly, you know, they're in a position where they really don't have anybody that they can go to be able to find information out. And I would suggest, again, if they have friends in the neighborhood or if they have a check with the BVB or their insurance company, whoever their adjuster is that comes out, ask them for a recommendation, who they usually recommend, again, or check with associations such as the North Texas Roofing Contractors Association in our area, and they have a list that's provided to consumers of contractors in that area that are qualified installers.
Yeah, but the key thing is obviously make those phone calls, make sure you check with a Better Business Bureau, just do a little bit of the homework. There's no reason to jump off the cliff and rush into something, and before you know it, you've been ripped off, right?
Absolutely. And it's very important, too.